This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch,
presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse,
with Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Time feed you some more football, NFL lunch style. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Here on this Woman Crush Wednesday, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. There's a benching in Indianapolis. Anthony Richardson, he's moving to the Pines. Joe Flacco's taking over. Here's Mike Garofalo from NFL Network explaining that one.
Disbelief that I'm here at the 2024 Hall of Fame induction. I just want to first thank God for making.
Well, that was clearly mislabeled.
That was definitely not Mike Garofalo.
I'm not sure we actually have that. That was completely mislabeled.
Okay. Anyway, but I was like, wow, Anthony, did we just fall asleep for like 20 years and he made the Hall of Fame? We got into that. But anyway, Anthony Richardson, after tapping out, if you will, for a play against the Houston Texans last week, benched.
Yep.
Joe Flacco is going to take over as quarterback. Shane Steichen, head coach of the Colts, said that this is a going forward thing. It's not a one-game situation. Joe Flacco is now the starting quarterback for the team. Anthony Richardson told the media today that Steichen did not explain exactly why he is now the backup quarterback, that he's just not starting. So they're moving forward there. Remember, Anthony Richardson was, what, third pick? The draft last season?
Yeah, and he's completing, what, 50% of his passes, and his quarterback rating's probably about 50. I mean, they can't win. They're sitting 4-4, and they probably lost a couple games that Joe Flacco would have won. And the receivers, we've seen it. The receivers are happier. I mean, yeah, if a quarterback's completing 50%, the thing that receivers don't like is with, like, Richardson. He's going to get you killed. Whereas Joe knows how to and where to put the football and can control that accurately. So we saw it in Cleveland when Joe was there with Deshaun Watson. How all of a sudden the tight end, you know, Njoku became a Pro Bowl tight end because they started throwing it to him. So I think the Indy sits 4-4 right now, Bob, and the players, I'm sure the the group of players, the veteran group of players that the coach talks to, they want to win. They want Joe Flacco to be the quarterback because they have a better chance to win. And they'll give a better effort. The offense will be totally different. And the defense will be different. You know why? There's not going to be as many three and outs.
We're not ready to say that Richardson's a bust, though, are we?
No, not yet. But it's not trending in the right direction.
Sure.
Let's just say that. I mean, who else has been like him?
Bryce Young got benched for Andy Dalton.
Yep. So, I don't, you know, if you really ask Shane Steichen, do you believe in your quarterback? I'm guessing they kind of don't.
Tough injury news in Houston. Speaking of the Texans, Stephon Diggs, former Terp, He's out for the year with a knee injury, non-contact injury at that.
As soon as you see those kind of things, man, you know it's an ACL, because most of the ACLs, non-contact. Mine was, too, non-contact. You feel bad for him, because he was playing well for Houston. And you know what really sucks for him, Bob, is he's a free agent after the season. You know, and he's not going to be back till what, mid-season? So he's a guy that, you know, middle of the year, he'll probably have to do workouts for people and stuff to go earn a job at the mid part of the season to see if he's healthy.
Now, we talk about Justin Tucker not being Justin Tucker and having his struggles here in 2024. And it's not like he's been dreadful. Let's stress that. But yeah. Greg Zuerlein kind of has.
Oh, yeah.
For the Jets. So instead of just cundifying him, and Greg DeLeg's had a nice career. He's been around for a long time. Put him on IR.
Uh-oh.
They IR'd him, and either Riley Patterson or Spencer Schrader are going to be the kicker for the Jets moving forward.
He'd been missing a lot of kicks, but PATs, field goals, he's been killing them, you know, throughout the season. I don't know why they kept him this long.
Yeah, it's been a struggle for him, as we said. So Greg DeLeg, he's placed on IR, though. I mean, what's the point with that? Well, usually they just tell you to leave the building and never return.
He must have something, Bob. So you got to put him. You can't cut a guy hurt, and they have to pay him for the whole year anyhow. So they put him on IR to get, and you can't do an injury settlement because he's going to get his paycheck. So you put him on IR, get your spot back. He's still getting paid.
By the way, that was Lonnie Baxter with the Hall of Fame, University of Maryland stud, and rightfully so, getting in. We'll talk Terps with Walt Williams tomorrow. But hopefully this one's labeled correctly, Nolan McGraw. Let's hear from Dan Orlovsky talking about that Deontay Johnson trade.
His addition more about Rashawn Bateman and maybe playing for Bateman, or is it going to be to take one of those tight ends off the field at Ricard? To sit here and say, like, hey, this will help us run the football better, you're the number one rush team in the NFL. Your play-action game is absolutely off the charts. You're unbelievably difficult to match up with. I mean, just look at this. I know they don't run a lot of 11 personnel. They are one of the best offenses in the league. And so my concern throughout this whole process has been, if they add a wide receiver, is it for depth or is it to change the identity or philosophy of their offense? If that's the case, I don't think that's the best thing for their offense. Remember, you only get 11. You don't get to play with 12. And last year, this offense that was really good at times tried to get too cute in the game that mattered the most.
Well, I would say that it's for depth purposes. It's not going to change the offense when you got Derrick Henry there. And they know that they're the number one offense in the league. So it's a nice talking point. But, you know, it's bigger nationally than it is to us. I mean, to us, it's like, okay, we added another receiver. So, you know, I mean, nothing's going to change. Maybe for Aguilar, it changes.
Or he becomes an asset special teams-wise, yeah, too, returning.
Yeah, it's just, you know, he's better than the fourth of what they got. So, or better, maybe even better than the third, because he's a good route runner. So why get on Eric for improving his football team, which cost him nothing?
It's 88-80-105-7 The Fan. A little NFL lunch for you. Woman Crush Wednesday. John Harbaugh was asked a couple of days ago. By the way, Harbs meets with the media later on this afternoon. So there's a bunch of touchdowns. What happened with the miscommunication?
Yeah, it was just, that's what happened. It's every one of those are different, and you know, we've had a few of those this year. I mean, if I watch defenses around the league, I can tell you it happens a lot. It's not unusual with all the no huddle and all the different things you get, but we didn't do a good job with that. You know, we've got to do a much better job with that. That's not good. And especially don't want it to happen in the red zone, you know, because that's when you have it in the red zone, that's going to be a score a lot of times. So it's what defenses face nowadays in the NFL. There's a lot of moving parts to the offenses. And when you're trying to match personnel and match formations, you got to be on point, you know, and we're not on point with that play.
I would say no excuses. It's week 8. You've had 8 weeks. Got to fix it. Never, it didn't happen last year. And, you know, just because everybody's doing it doesn't mean we got to do it. You know, so fix it. Fix it. How are we going to fix it? Because it happens every week.
Great question. How are you going to fix it, John?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, I watch a lot of tape, and I see it all around the league, and so I'm not going to single out our guys, but we're going to coach our guys. You know, our guys are our concern. So, yeah, we're concerned with our guys and our guys being the very best they can be. So we'll chase that. We're going to get it better and better and better. I don't know if we'll get it perfect, but we're going to try.
Kind of sound like Damon with the Maryland football team, you know? Mm-hmm. We're going to keep getting it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, we're going to keep working. I'm guessing that if it was just one guy, Bob, you benched the one guy. And I don't know if Marcus Williams was, you know...
The guy that replaced him didn't play all that great.
No, he did not. So, to me, if you're having a lot of mental busts, the question I say, are we asking them to do too much? And if we're asking them to do too much, do we need to simplify things? You know, I know like Lou Holtz say, we're going to play one defense until we get it right. Then we can move on to more. But we can't handle what we're trying to do.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, continue the football talk with Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Get caught up with what's going on in his world. Week 9 NFL season starts tomorrow. We'll talk about these injuries, possible trade scenarios as we're around the midway point of this 2024 season. Then we'll look at the Week 9 schedule, a couple of college football games to preview as well. Funhouse trip, Nolan McGraw, and then Inside Access takes over at 2. World Series Game 5 coming up as well here on The Fan. Ravens host the Broncos on Sunday. Ravens 9.5-point favorites in that matchup of 2-5-3 teams. Steelers have a bye. So much going on. Trade deadline coming up on Tuesday. Here to talk about that and more from CBSSports.com. He joins us every Wednesday as time permits. He's a busy man. He's Ryan Wilson. Ryan, what's happening?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Bob, you didn't say the first place Steelers have a bye, but I'll let it slide this
time. Well, I apologize. 6-2 first place Steelers and all the fun stuff they're going on. Najee Harris starting to run the ball like he did way back when. But as we're here heading into Week 9, Ryan, the biggest surprise, biggest disappointment from a team standpoint heading into this last weekend of November, it'll be November by the time things start here.
Yeah, that's right. I think the easy answer is probably the Jets. Some of the teams, the Dolphins have had injury issues, and certainly that has a lot to do with Tua Tagovailoa. But I think with the Jets, they were all in on Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers continues to surround himself with his buddies, and they continue to play like one of the worst teams in the NFL. And you can blame the owner. You can blame the 40-year-old quarterback. You can't blame Robert Saleh. He's now been fired. But that team has looked nothing like what they had hoped they would look like. And that was my biggest question coming into the season. What does a 40-year-old quarterback coming off the Achilles injury look like? And it's not close to what we saw when he was in his heyday. And the defense hasn't played as well as it did a year ago, and that's compounded things. And they've been an utter disappointment at 2-6. And I say that with the full understanding that the other team that plays in that same stadium, the Giants have not been good, but the expectations are certainly lower for the Giants than they were for the Jets coming into this season.
Now, the NFC West, I don't think we have a team that's either, well, I guess San Francisco surprising in a negative way based on expectations. But given the injuries, do they get a pass, no pun intended, for being mediocre? And as we head into the second part of the campaign, do we look at them as a team that might be able to seize control here as they get healthier?
Yeah, I'll give a pass. And I think a lot of it has to do with the ton of injuries, even by the standards of the 2024 season, where it feels like there's been so many injuries around the league. They've suffered a ton of them. And the most important one, Ayuk is on for the season with ACL, but it has to be Christian McCaffrey. And they have not been able to overcome that. And I think it's just, we live in an era where running backs are undervalued, and it's been that way for probably a decade or so. But I think Christian McCaffrey is pushing against that narrative with the way he played in that offense and how important he was in terms of being a running back, obviously, but also his contributions as a receiver and the versatility offered there. So I, at 4-4, that feels like a grand slam, and I would imagine the Jets would love to be a 500 football team right now. So they're still tied atop the division, with Seattle and Arizona. So there's plenty of room to improve and get better. They just got to get healthy, and I don't even know what the time frame is on McCaffrey coming back, but they need it to happen pretty quickly.
Hey, Ryan, what did you think of Anthony Richardson coming out, and what did you think of his tap out the other day?
Yeah, I think it's telling when both his teammates and other folks around the league, you know, everyone has a podcast now, but Micah Parsons talked about it. One of his teammates talked about it. You got to lie. You got to say, I hurt my hip. I got to go to the bathroom, something. You can't say I'm tired. And Ryan Kelly, the center, talked about sort of the locker room culture and the expectations. And look, man, everyone's tired and everyone's hurt. That can't be a reason. In terms of Anthony Richardson coming out, I thought he was incredibly athletic physically. The things he could do, very few people can do. And we were at that pro day and watching him work out against air, of course, but it was something to behold. And that was the same pro day circuit where we saw Will Levis live, and he has a big arm, but Anthony Richardson is a different conversation. The issue was he played 13 games in college, and we knew that coming in. The Colts knew that coming in, and he's done some good things, and the good things he's done have been jaw-dropping at times. So it's just the little things that you have to be able to do at this point that keep cropping up, and I would imagine that was the frustration that the Colts saw, and it wasn't getting better. And I wouldn't say that Anthony Richardson's immature. I would just say he's young, and he hasn't played a lot of football. We talked to him at the combine, and I think he's from a small town in Florida, and he's a small town kind of guy. I don't think he's looking to do anything. He's not caught up in the culture that a lot of young folks are caught up in, where it's social media, this and that, and they're trying to brand themselves. I think he's just a good kid who's overwhelmed right now. And I don't know if sitting is in his best interest, but that's what's going to happen. And hopefully he can find a way to get better and improve from it. But he's special. But the problem, Benny and Bob, and you guys know this, we rush these quarterbacks through college, and then we have the expectations that they're going to come in right away and be Tom Brady, and it rarely works. C.J. Stroud played a ton of football. Jaden Daniels has played a ton of football. Mm-hmm. So they're a little further along than what we expect from some of these guys who haven't, like Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, look at Bo Nix, who the Ravens are playing this week. I mean, he's played, 7 years in college or whatever it is. You know, I mean, that's the difference. What's your opinion of the Broncos?
So we watch the rookies every week, every single throw they make, me and Rick Spielman with the First Week podcast we do, just to see how they're coming along after they left college. And this game last week, the game in which they torched, I don't even remember who they played.
Carolina,
okay. So it looked a lot like the game against the Buccaneers. So the Buccaneers were banged up in that game, and guys were running wide open. Now, look, I'm not going to ding Bo Nix for that. This is one of his best games. A lot of times he looks a little jittery in the pocket, like he wants to run early, and he's a great athlete. And he was missing some throws, and that's what happens with young quarterbacks, and certainly quarterbacks playing for Sean Payton. But this was his best game. He was throwing on time. He was throwing accurately to all levels of the field, and he looked pretty good. That said, they're playing the Ravens, and then they play the Chiefs, and I think they play the Falcons after that. We'll find out how much improved Bo Nix has been. But the conversation that he's playing as well as Caleb or certainly Jaden, I don't think I'm willing to go that far yet. But I'm not going to ding him for playing better each and every week, and that's what he's done, and he's helped that team win football games.
Yeah, I mean, well, the last two games he's played, New Orleans and Carolina, two teams that are not very good, you know. So it'll be interesting to see, like you said, the next three games. Now, your Steelers, what's your impression of the Steelers? Because Danny Smith's becoming a celebrity now on social media.
Yeah, and you know Danny well, and I heard him give a talk to the media today, I think it was, where he said he's more banged up than the players, the way they beat on him when they do something successful on special teams. He said he might be the first coach to wear pads and a helmet on the sideline to keep himself healthy. He's been fun. The special teams have been a huge part of their success, and I'm guessing you guys agree that you didn't think Russ would be this far along in terms of how he's playing based on how he did the last few years in Denver. So, you know who I give a ton of credit to is Arthur Smith, the offensive coordinator. He understands what this team does well, and that's running the ball. And Najee, as Bob noted, is playing a lot better than he's played over the first 6 weeks of the season. The last 2 weeks have been pretty good. They lean into that, and then they run play action and throw the ball to George Pickens. Football doesn't have to be complicated, and I think Arthur Smith has done a great job of uncomplicating it for this offense and putting Russ in position to have success. Now, is Russ the same guy he was in Seattle? No, but they understand that, and I think that's been the important part. Are they the best team in the division? No, probably not. I think that's not a stretch either. But they're finding ways to win, and it always seems to be the case in the Mike Tomlin team, whether they're good or not, they find ways to hover around 500 and backdoor the way into the playoffs.
Who's going to make the most significant trade? Because it seems like Detroit wants to. The Ravens want to. Who's going to make that big deal?
I think Deontay Johnson's a good get for the Ravens because they need, you know, the second leading receiver on the team. It's not a wide receiver. It's Zay Flowers, and then Justice Hill is up there, and then there's another non-receiver up there. So I think that helps them there. We'll see if they continue to go down that road. But you're right, Vinny. Dan Campbell was sort of giddy
talking about getting
an edge rusher. And it ain't going to be Myles Garrett, and I love that idea. It ain't going to be Max Crosby. Trey Hendrickson. Darius Smith has been bounced around as a guy that the Browns might want to move on from. But I think that's a place to focus our attention. I sort of wanted the Chiefs to go out and get Cooper Kupp, but since the Rams won, I think he's off the table for a lot of teams. But I think it's going to be a contender like that. The other thing that I was floating around is, does it make sense if you don't love this quarterback's class, and there's a lot of concern about loving this quarterback class coming out of the college, do you trade for a Zach Wilson if you like him better as a guy who has a little tread on the tires and knowing what you have if you're looking for a quarterback? But those are for teams or Bryce Young, for example, those are teams that are not going to be in the race for the playoffs. But I do think the Lions are where we should focus our attention in terms of things that might happen over this next week or so.
Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com, joins us every Wednesday, Talk NFL. Well, enjoy first place. You'll be there at least for another week. And then reality will start setting in here as we get into November, closer to Thanksgiving. Ryan, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Woman Crush Wednesday.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Ryan.
There's Ryan Wilson, everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, take your phone calls, look at the Week 9 slate of National Football League games, and then take a trip to the Funhouse with Mr. Electricity, Nolan McGraw. Before we get to the schedule this week, let's go to Arbutus. It's Ed. Ed, what's happening?
Bob, Vinny, good afternoon, you gentlemen.
Same to you.
Thank you, Vinny. Basic premise for all baseball and football coaches to prioritize and adhere to assessing talent. Hitters play. Baseball, does the guy make two-fisted contact more times than not? One example in the Oriole history, Eddie Murray, brought to the majors without a set position, but when the ball hit the bat, it had that unique sound. They found him a spot. Currently, Freddie Freeman, same thing. Walk-off grand slam, you could hear that special sound. Football, all players, NFL combine, vetted for measurables, drafted for a specific position need, and tested preseason in practice, hoping you've shown enough to make the 53-man final roster cut, meaning someone in the powers to be likes what they see and also hears at the point of contact. Current Raven Kyle Hamilton, prime example, came to the Ravens without a specific position. But if you had 11 Hamiltons, you would never lose a football game. Because it's back to the commonality premise. Do you hear the pads thump more times than not? Hitters play, find them the spot. Check your roster out close. Last thing today, Ravens running game in regard to Derrick Henry's strength. C-gap pitch, both left and right behind zone blocking up front. What required on the kick out, spring block, allows Henry the vision to choose bounce or not. Basically unstoppable in short yardage. Must-dos, and goal line. That's it, gentlemen. Thank you for your courtesy.
All right, Ed, thanks as always.
Yeah, and the thing is the runs to the C-gap, is it does. It gives him options. Plus, it gives him some momentum rolling downhill. So, yeah, and that's when he's had success this season. So, yeah, I totally agree with all that. And I'm sure we're going to see that. Now, watching some of the Denver film, I think running north and south, running right at him, I think that's going to be the key this weekend.
Yeah, now, they rate high in a lot of defensive categories.
They do. They rate high in a bunch of categories. And like I said, they hadn't, you know, the last two games, New Orleans and Carolina, and, you know, the quarterback play there has not been good. They played the Jets in a rainstorm where it was 10-9 game, right, which was an ugly game. So, I mean, they've got some good players. They've got they're second in sacks. So they get after the quarterback pretty good. They got some guys, you know, that'll do that. They get some slobber knockers up inside, which will be good for Falele, you know, if they're trying to rush there. Their outside guys are kind of try-hard, athletic guys. They have about three of them that do it, and they got like four sacks and three sacks each. But they're one of them's stiff, one of them's not too – they kind of remind me of Oway is what they do. Try hard, and they make sacks after, you know, not initially, but when the play breaks down.
All right, let's look at week 9, believe it or not, of the NFL season. Basically the midway point, if you want to call it that. Tomorrow, 8:15 in Meadowlands, New Jersey. Houston 6-2 at the Jets. Jets are 2-point favorites. They'll have a new kicker, no Stephon Diggs, as we talked about, out for the year. Ravens 9.5-point favorites over the Denver Broncos. Dallas at Atlanta. And I guess we can see these, you know what I'm saying, from Trayvon Diggs to reporters. But, you know, Dallas might be seeing another loss up against the Falcons as they're 2.5-point dogs.
You think Bijan Robinson's licking his chops?
Dallas is 3-1 on the road, whatever that means. Dolphins at the Bills. Buffalo -6 in this game, trying to maintain a pretty strong advantage in the AFC's East. Raiders at the Bengals. Cincinnati -7. I guess Cincinnati loses this one. We're sticking forks in them because that'll be their sixth loss. They're already 0-4 at home. Can't be losing to the Raiders.
I don't think they lose to the Raiders, Bob. I think they find a way to win this one. But they said, Richard said, that when T. Higgins doesn't play, they're 0-3.
And he's limited at practice today, by the way. Chargers at the Browns. Just tuning in, Jameis Winston, AFC Offensive Player of the Week.
Yeesh.
Hey, good for him, based on that performance by the Ravens D. Chargers 1.5-point favorites at Cleveland. New England's at Tennessee. Titans -3.5. Commanders at the Giants. Washington -3.5, coming off that dramatic win last Sunday against the Bears. Saints at the Panthers.
Yuck.
Gotta be a Saints or Panthers fan or have money on
that'll
this one.
That'll be empty.
Yeah, New Orleans -7 at Carolina. Jacksonville's at Philly. Eagles -7.5. These are all 4 o'clock or later games. Bears at Arizona. Cardinals -1.
Yeah, I like. You know what? Arizona won on the road last week, Bob. I kind of like Arizona at home.
I'm leaning in your direction there, Vinny. Lions at the Packers is one of the games of the day. Detroit -3.5 at Lambeau. Jordan Love is, he's hell-bent on playing. We'll see if he actually will.
Yeah, but if he can't move, you know, your groin. I mean, that if he can't move, you're better off playing Willis, I would think.
And if you're Tennessee, you may be rethinking getting rid of Willis and keeping old Levis, who you've already benched for Mason Rudolph.
Maybe the players around you help, too.
Yeah, but Malik Willis done very well filling in Green Bay. L.A., the Rams at Seattle, Rams -2. Colts at the Vikings Sunday night in Minnesota, as we said. Minnesota -5, fighting Flaccos, though, this week.
Yep, the fighting Flaccos the Vikings starting left tackle tore his ACL last week, so he's out, but they went and got Cam Robinson, and I'm guessing they'll try to play him this week. But I like Indy's got a good football team. They just didn't have a productive quarterback.
And now you got Tampa at Kansas City Monday night. Chiefs 9-point favorites over the Buccaneers. Just think, 2 weeks ago, Tampa was tied for first, looking really good with Godwin and Evans. They're both out. Godwin's lost for the year. Now they're 9-point dogs against the Chiefs.
Yeah. Bob, I mean, who knows what would have happened to the Ravens game if Evans, you know, stayed healthy.
Or caught the touchdown.
Yeah, because they were torching him.
He got hurt on that play, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. So with his hammy, he's not back this week either.
He's out for at least 4 weeks here. And then the Pittsburgh Steelers, Ryan's first place Steelers, Ryan Wilson, and the 49ers, they are both on bye. Let's get a call in, 410-583-1057. Brings us Kai in Reisterstown. Kai, what's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I know you're up against it. I think this is an underrated power move with Deontay Johnson. I mean, you add him with that speed and just the Ravens was ranked, I think, like third a couple weeks ago in the yak yards. Tampa Bay was number one. So I'm looking at this like he could be the third receiver. Of course, we don't want to take away from Bateman, but this guy had the skill set to be able to spread the ball around, you know, to move around the field, and he get the yak ability to add with Zay Flowers. So this is a power move, in my opinion, and I just hope they utilize him the right way as far as the offense. I'm coming up on traffic, messing me up, Bobby. But look, real quick, I know you guys on the top. What do you think his role would be by the time Pittsburgh game comes? Because he's going to be amped up to play Pittsburgh, man. He's going to be amped up to play that team, Benny.
What is his role going to be? I think it may be as a third wide receiver. That's what I think. You know, and then what you built in is, you built in if somebody gets hurt, if one of your receivers get hurt, then you build in some flexibility there.
Ravens made a roster move today. Michael Pierce, Nolan, thanks for giving me a heads up here. Placed on the injured reserve calf injury. Michael Pierce.
Damn. So he's out for. And Bob, I mean, you got to figure a dude that's like 350 pounds tore his calf or pulled his calf. Take a while for him to, you know, with all that pushing off and stuff and all that weight he's got. Yeah, that stinks because he's a good player. And then you got Travis Jones, who's banged up too. So both your inside tackle, your nose tackles are kind of beat down a little bit.
We'll come back, go to the Funhouse, Nolan McGraw. Inside Access will take over at 2 o'clock. World Series Game 5 coming up tonight. Dodgers trying to close out the Yankees. Now, Vinny's off the next 2 days. Vinny, tell everyone what's going on with you.
Yeah, I'm heading to Minneapolis tomorrow afternoon. Charlie's got game Friday night, Saturday night. Penn State's playing Minnesota. So I'm going up to watch the games Friday and Saturday night, and they're ranked 18th in the country right now. Minnesota's fourth, so it'll be a really good challenge for
Big Ten hockey. Very strong this year.
Big Ten hockey's real good. Like Minnesota's ranked fourth, Michigan State's like third, Michigan's like eighth. I think there's like because there's only seven Big Ten hockey teams, and Notre Dame is included in that. And I want to say, Bob, I think all seven are ranked in the top 20.
So there you go. Maryland doesn't have a hockey team, do they?
No. No, there's not one. There's Penn State's the closest, you know, for major hockey team.
World Series Game 5 tonight in the Bronx. Garrett Cole taking on Jack Flaherty. Dodgers trying to close out New York, who stay alive last night. 11-4. Over L.A. Nolan, you want to say anything to the people, or you want to get to that fun house of yours real quick?
No, please, Dodgers, save us. End it tonight. No more.
Yeah, you're right.
You don't have to do it in front of your own fans. You can celebrate with the parade. It's all good.
Yeah, let's do it.
Quick Draws Fun House. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
First texter here wants to know, would Chase Young be on your radar if you're Eric DaCosta right now? Just a couple sacks in 8 games, but on a one-year deal with New Orleans, similar to Clowney, probably wouldn't take much in terms of compensation.
Yeah, he hadn't had a lot of production the last few years. That's the only, you know, that knee injury that he had kind of really hurt him. So I don't know how much he would add.
This texter says, I like the Deontay Johnson trade as insurance if someone goes down with an injury. Instead of trying to grab someone who's on the couch right now, you get a guy who's in game shape.
Yeah, and the thing about it, he's had a couple good games where he's had 6 or 7 catches in those games. And good route runner. So I think he'll be more than insurance.
Chris checking in here says the Ravens probably plan on drafting pretty late in the first round for the foreseeable future. I think a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. I'll give two first-round picks for Max Crosby, no problem. He solves a lot of the team's problems if he comes here.
Yeah, there's a couple problems with that. I don't know that the Ravens have ever done that. And then with his salary and stuff, I don't know that they could afford it.
Right, I think two more years after this one on his contract and a high price, as you said.
You'd love to have him. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a great player.
Right, still, 27 years old?
Yeah.
He won't even be 30.
And he plays like a Raven.
Nelly in Abingdon checking in says, if only one player, Travis Jones we're talking about, has improved from last year, then the drop-off has to be on Zach Orr and his scheme. With Roquan and Hamilton avoiding the press or the media, is an indication that Orr is losing his players' support.
I don't know about that. They both didn't have great game. Well, Hamilton would have had a good game if he'd intercepted that pass. It would have been because he played well, but because he felt like he lost the game, he probably was so depressed that he didn't want to talk about it. But you know, the thing about it is a coach has got to do that after a tough loss, and you're a player, and when you win and you have a great game, you want to be over there talking. You got to suck it up.
And especially after a Wednesday where you said we need to start making that actual play, and he's the one to drop the ball.
Three times.
Yeah, one play.
Last text here comes from Howard in Baltimore, who says, Zach Orr is not the man for the job. If this were another organization, he would have been fired by now. They cannot continue to blame the personnel. It's coming down to coaching and play calling. Sure, the players are in position sometimes, don't make the play, but the blown coverages, lack of communication, come down to coaching.
Well, the results have not been good, you know, and the results are kind of speaking, and the players aren't improving and getting better. So, is it coaching? It's the same guys. Same guys that were the number one defense last year. So, you know, coaching is a big part of it. And developing.
Biddy and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. That's going to do it for us. We're back tomorrow. Total Request Thursday. Got all sorts of stuff going on. Got Mike Harmon. Got the Wizard Walt Williams. And some other surprises coming your way. Got Vinny's film breakdown of the Denver Broncos, who come to Baltimore at 5-3. But the odds makers aren't buying it, as they're 9.5-point underdogs to Baltimore. Then again, the Ravens were big favorites against Cleveland and the Raiders, and they lost both of them games. But we'll get to that one as the thing progresses. Inside Access coming up next, followed by World Series Game 5 as the Dodgers look to finish off the New York Yankees. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato. Vinny, have a safe trip, by the way.
Good luck
this weekend. Yep. And Bob Haney, be safe, stay healthy, do whatever it is you got to do, man, to be around tomorrow at 10 o'clock. For now, class dismissed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.